on the night of the bride, 138. When we use the vessels of reception contrary to how they were created, we necessarily feel evil in the operations of providence in relation to us. It is a law that the created being cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, for it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator for the created being to perceive him as an evil doer, for this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him to that same extent. This is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts not to part from faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will have a punishment because he is separated from faith in the Creator. On to the next excerpt from There Is None Else Besides Him, excerpt number 6. Bala Sulam says in Shamari 1, one must always try to adhere to the Creator, namely, that all his thoughts will be about him. That is to say, even if he is in the worst state, from which there cannot be a greater decline, he should not leave his domain. Namely, that there is another authority that prevents him from entering Kedusha, holiness, that can benefit or harm. That is, he must not think that there is the force of the Sitra Acha, the other side, that does not let the person do good deeds and walk in the ways of the Creator. Rather, all is done by the Creator. The Baal Shem Tov said that he who says that there is another force in the world, namely klipot, shells, this person is in the state of serving other gods. It is not necessarily the thought of heresy that is the transgression, but rather, if he thinks that there is another authority and force apart from the Creator, he is committing a transgression. Furthermore, one who says that man has his own authority, that is, he says that yesterday he himself did not want to follow the Creator's way, this too is considered committing the transgression of heresy, meaning he does not believe that only the Creator is the leader of the world.